Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 109.
And I'm Paul, and we are your hosts.
Yay. Fun. Okay. Did we actually have any letters? We were off last week because Paul was
because
ill.
And
he was quarantined, so I stayed at home. And I don't know what I did. I did something. And I've been off work all week.
No, I don't. I don't think we've had any letters. We had this bunch, which we had the week before. Ew, spam. Spam, 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 spam. Goodbye, spam.
Because I've been going up in the loft and finding all my old toys, getting ready to eBay them. Like my Thundercats and my Turtles and the Visionaries.
Oh, that reminds me, when you're speaking of eBaying, do you want to buy my telescope, 200 quid?
I'll swap you for the phone. No, I better not, because Sarah would kill me. I don't know where to put a
telescope. Hang on, you'll swap it with what? I give you the telescope, you give me your phone.
No, because I got nowhere to put a telescope.
Dude, your phone isn't worth 200 quid.
It might be. You know, put some gold paint on it. Bling it up.
Right, it doesn't need a bling.
Put a little hook on it and you can have it around your neck on a chain.
Yeah, good luck explaining to the doctor why you have to do that and break your back.
Right,
I need all my communication equipment around my neck.
Bling, bling.
Put it in your pocket. Nerds!
Don't be a noob, put it in your pocket.
I wonder how bad that would be, walking around with a phone around your neck all the time.
Oh, I see them do it all the time, where they have their little Nokias and stuff around their neck. It's like the thing to have around your neck. So you put it on your head. Weight purposes. He's balancing his phone on his head. He's doing quite well. He hasn't dropped it.
Yeah, I think walking around all day, that would piss me off.
Well, all the guys in phone shops have to do it because they always have their phone around their neck to kind of show you, there, this is my phone, look, he does all this, and oh, I've broken it. Orange or O2 or whoever I work for gives me a new phone, yeah.
Woo, let's break it. Smash. Yeah, I don't know. It would be a bit hard with the iPhone, though, because it's quite weighty.
Not really. Same for same.
No, it isn't. You insult my Windows Mobile 6.1 device.
You want me to get you a tissue so you can wipe its tears?
Yeah.
Piggy. Anything but the piggy.
Now he's fallen over.
God, yeah. Yeah. As everyone may have heard, I have now got myself
an iPhone. Got a new phone, so that's fun.
I have an iPhone.
I'm having your old phone. Give it
with
here.
Crazy ringtones. You wanna hear my ringtone? This is the ringtone I have at the moment.
Put it away, or at least put it in flight mode. Who wants to hear my ringtones, TM?
Go on.
It might help if I put the speakers on. Notifications. Incoming call.
You must have ears like a hawk.
Well, this is on the quietest setting. New instant message. Turn that off.
See, that's the thing I like about mine.
What? You like what? Wireless never detected.
Sorry, I'm playing my iPod now. No, that's the wrong button. Right, sorry. We're playing with our phones and we're disturbing everybody.
Right.
Yay, phones.
Catherine informs us that her ringtone is way better because it's an actual song and not crud sounding. Okay. Remember when I used to have "Where Do You Want to Go Today, Dirtbag"? That was good. I need to get that back.
I used to have. Well, I had Thundercats.
I'll have to download all my Red vs. Blue episodes.
Bob. Right. First in the news, we have a patch. It's on download at the moment. We've got 45 minutes, 20 seconds left to go.
It's coming down at 118 kilobytes per second.
For patch 1.2 for Crysis on the PC.
Yep, Crysis is well known as being really buggy, and so maybe this will actually fix something.
Was there an actual list of what it was doing, or is it just bug fixes? Nothing, no features,
yeah,
just bug
you can
fixes.
View waterfalls underwater now. Let's just get the list back up. It was Crysis mod on Crime Mod. The list was on. Corrected a number of memory leaks with anti-aliasing on, optimized object motion blur for DirectX 10, destroying objects in our property, removed their decals from the world under DX 10, fixed a number of memory leaks for some procedural vegetation and destroyable objects, fixed issue in window mode where map or weapon UI thing can leave the game window, fixed crash with AI triangulation thing, general fixes and tweaks, added new effects of vehicle thing, player movement will now be cancelled if player is shooting while moving in prone mode, fix issue where player will exit VTOL from blah blah blah, and it just pages and pages of this
stuff. Well, there was two that I saw where it was saying C4 will now stick to a car door and C4 will no longer stick to water, so it seems like you could put
C4
on water. Well, I'm
more interested in the memory stuff, because when you play it for a few hours, I've come across the fact that it's obviously leaking memory, because the performance does gradually go down
to the point where you have to shut your system down, or is just get out of the game and get back in it again?
Get out the game and get back in it. But to be fair, I don't really play it for that long. You know, I play it for like half an hour at a time. But it's like a longer multiplayer thing, then you really start to notice it slowly creeping up. You notice it hammering the disc more and more until it just... Although, I really could do with 4GB of RAM.
4GB is always good.
But then I'll have to put Windows 64-bit on there, which means getting a new TV card. Because Nebula are so generous that they haven't bothered developing any 64-bit drivers.
Oh yeah.
Which means a new TV card, and I'll probably get one with a dual tuner, which will set me back probably 70, 80 quid. And I'll be like, with the RAM as well. And I'll probably get a new hard drive, so I'll get a faster hard drive. I might get two hard drives and put it in RAID 0. Since now everything's backed up every day to Windows Home Service. So, yeah, just upgrading the RAM is quite a lot of work. Especially because it means blasting down a copy of 64-bit. Are
you still playing WoW?
I played WoW yesterday.
I need to get back on it. I've been going back into my console mode. I've been playing Call of Duty 4 non-stop. And enjoying that at the moment. Sitting in the old beanbag and playing Xbox. I haven't played my Wii for a while. Although I was off ill a little while ago and I actually had some time to myself. And I decided to get out the old Wii remote and nunchuck and start playing a bit of Legend of Zelda. Started that off from the beginning again, because I had to start from the beginning because some numbskull stole my other Wii, and if I ever find him, I will decapitate his nutcase and slam them in his eye sockets.
Put your save games up in the cloud. That's the way it's going
to
go.
Yeah, it needs to go like that. Even with Xbox, that would be so much better, because then I wouldn't have to start Forza 2 from the beginning again, which was a pain. But the good thing about it, it made me feel a little bit better about getting a new gamer tag, because I was losing all my gamer score, but it didn't bother me that much, because if I had to start every game from scratch, why keep the old tag? Doorbell, dogs, hooray. So, that's still downloading, we've got 41 minutes on that one. Next, we got Rumorville of Xbox 360 60 gig hard drives with Blu-ray drive rumors. Now, we have talked about this before, that we always said that Microsoft were in a very good position, that if it all came to the end and HD was not chosen and everyone went Blu-ray, they did not put a Blu-ray or a HD drive inside of their console. It was an always add-on drive. drive, which means that if you can add a HD drive, you could always add a Blu-ray drive on. Few rumors around that they should be doing that for later this year, but to be honest, one thing I'm annoyed about is the fact that HD didn't win because it's bloody multi-region and region 3, and Blu-ray is region locked. The only advantage
is it's not only region locked, is we lose out the only thing which made up for it with DVD, in that you get Japanese films, and Japan is no longer in our region.
Yeah.
So now we have the joy of watching Middle Eastern films.
But one advantage, small advantage, which both me and Paul probably will take an advantage of, is the fact that if Blu-ray is the way to go, then HD DVD discs will be coming down to a cheapness. So I'll be trying to get hold of them.
Yeah, but they're not. I keep yeah. watching. Come on.
But the good thing is, if we run out in UK, we can still keep getting them from America, because the American ones will play over here.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, all the DVD people are still still releasing on HD DVD.
Mm.
And will be for another 6 months or so.
So it's all good.
Plus, they're still manufacturing the drives.
Maybe Sony will just go bankrupt and we'll just be stuck with HD.
As much as it would be good for Sony to be bankrupt,
it wouldn't happen.
No, they just get bought by like Mitsubishi or Honda, and kept alive.
Yeah.
The Honda PlayStation. It's like the Honda Man robot who falls down the stairs. Inez, I can't get up.
Oh dear. But yeah.
Speaking of robots. Yeah, we need some robots.
Actually, Sarah was telling me about the robot she had when she was a kid.
She has a robot.
She was bought one of those little robots you have to program to make it move around.
Isn't a robot. That's just a thing.
And you had to put she said it was like having a spectrum with a tape, and you had to wait for it to load, and it was just annoying because her mum said, because her mum and dad were over today, went out for lunch, and she said, why don't you play with that much? And she said it was like having a spectrum that you had to wait ages for it to load. And it took so long to program it to do stuff, she got bored with it. I remember having something like that was hooked up to the BBC computer at school.
Oh, rich boy with his BBC, eh?
No, it wasn't mine, it was at school. And it was this dome thing, and you had to make it go around the maze, and you had to program it with so many go forward, so many go left, so many go right, and you had to make this robot go around this maze. That was fun. I want one of those Lego Mindstorm creating robots.
Yeah, I'm always tense about those. I'll like see one. I'll get one.
See, if you celebrated Christmas, you could put it on your Christmas list and you wouldn't have to pay for one.
It's a turtle, not a dome. According to Catherine.
Yay, it was a turtle, but it was just a plastic dome. That's what I kept calling it, the plastic dome.
Oh, and she's got a Japanese Blu-ray film which works on her PlayStation. But that's because it's region free.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be region free.
So, yeah. Interesting.
Still, it was a turtle.
Yeah, I agree with you, it was a turtle, but when you're 5, or no, I should have been 6 or 7. Probably 7, I would have thought, when I first played with it. So, it was a plastic dome to me. I kept thinking it looked like the head of R2-D2.
I still don't know what you're talking about. Let's look it up.
You would have
BBC turtle.
You know, you
robot just turtle.
Yeah, I was gonna say don't put in turtle because you're just gonna end up getting.
Nope, the BBC robot turtle does not exist. What was it called?
I don't know. Put in BBC robot.
I've just come up with Robot Wars or something. Robot Wars. I told you I'd come out of Robot Wars.
Nah, it's probably so old school that yeah, it just. I think that's it. No, that's not it. But it was like that. It was just a dome turtle thing that moved around.
Doctor Who?
BBC computer robot. doesn't help the fact that BBC is also... Nah, I don't think you're going to find it.
There we go, that.
Yeah, that's what we were playing with. That robot from...
That?
That's a nut.
It's a dome in there.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find it somehow. Yeah, okay.
Like I said, we need proper robots.
Yeah, for them to take over the world.
Okay, Sarah, whatever you say.
Sarah doesn't think robots are going to take over the world. She thinks cats are going to take over the world.
I'm talking Sarah Connor.
Oh, Sarah Connor. I thought you were on about my Sarah. Yeah.
I'm sure she isn't that crazy.
Have you watched Terminator Sarah Chronicle?
No, I haven't. I keep seeing it advertised and I keep thinking, oh, interesting. And then I never know when it's on, and so I just give up.
It was quite good because for once you actually got to see someone time travel from the beginning and not at the end when they turn up in the silver ball naked.
Yeah, that's cheesy.
Because...
Why would a Terminator go back naked? Wouldn't all his circuits disappear and everything?
Well,
and how do they send back the liquid metal dude and the other people? How do they do that?
Well, I think as far surely as
they're dead, and so they would just disappear into nothingness.
Yeah, I always bother.
This is a major plot hole with the crappy Terminator thing.
I think it was for the fact that the liquid metal resumes.
And why send back one? Why not send back 50?
Yeah.
What? How is somebody going to stop 50?
Yeah.
You're dead. You've got 50 Terminators after you.
In this one, there are more, because they're sent back for other reasons as well.
There are more, because they realise that their strategy of sending one is dumb and nutty.
But the cool thing is, they go back in time.
What if we just send everyone back and fight the war then?
It shows them go back in time with
a futuristic gun. Truce, people, truce. Everybody send all your military forces back in time and we'll fight the war back in 1066. And we'll show King Harold who's in charge around here. Okay. Oh, that's a really cool idea. That's my secret idea now.
Okay. It is quite good. There was one thing they did do is the Terminator had the knowledge of what was used to create this. I don't know what it was medically, but it's basically what carries and produces the oxygen in the blood to allow the skin to
hemoglobin.
Because obviously we need our lungs to get oxygen.
Hemoglobin.
I don't know if that was it. It was something that doesn't exist.
Something that doesn't exist. Well, obviously it's not hemoglobin.
But
hemoglobin is how the
yeah. But you know the oxygen comes into our lungs. Well, obviously the robots don't have any organs.
Oh, riddles.
And they don't breathe. So they had to have something that actually made the
yeah,
the real
rubber,
blood.
Rubber skin. Well, what's up? We're old style Terminator.
Yeah, they used to have rubber skins.
Oh, news.
But these ones have got real organic skin with real tissue and real blood being pumped around. But the only reason it survives is because of this way that it carries oxygen around. And in this episode, it showed one of the Terminators getting this guy who was one of the founders, but he wasn't the guy that created it. He knew the guy.
The founder? Of a Dominion coming?
No.
Are there any shapeshifters?
So he gave him the formula so he could create the blood, and then he killed him, and then the Terminator got into a bathtub and reconsolidated his skin and tissue and everything.
Ridiculous. Why bother with all that?
Because he was naked.
Why bother with any of that? Just be a naked robot. I'm not afraid of seeing a naked robot.
You're okay.
Oh no, your circuitry is showing.
Or as R2-D2 said in episode 1, your parts are showing.
R2-D2 is lame.
I like R2-D2.
P.S. George Lucas, you suck.
George Lucas, you rule. Have you seen that Dorkman versus Ryan versus Dorkman?
No, I don't think so.
They've just done a second one and they've managed to film it in HD. Really good.
Well, they've managed to do something, haven't they? Why not? HD as well. That's a whole 50 quid camera nowadays.
It was quite cool. You should watch it. We'll watch it afterwards. Right, next one.
We're still talking about the Xbox 360 thing, aren't we?
We finished that because you went off onto robots. We finished it and then you
did
just...
we?
Yeah, I finished that one and then you just blabbered on it.
I haven't finished.
Okay, you've worked about robots, now I see your bit.
So So yeah, the last couple of weeks or so, there's been all the rumours about Blu-ray drive, blah blah blah, and all this for the 360. P.S. Everybody pick up the HD DVD drive for the 360 because it's dirt cheap, and it makes a good external DVD drive anyway.
And looks nice. The other cool thing is
that
you can get cheap HD DVDs, and then when the Blu-ray one.
Where can I get cheap HD DVDs?
You will be able to eventually.
Where?
The other thing I do like about it is it also plays DVDs, so it means you can put.
And it also plays, get this, compact discs.
Really?
Of course it does.
I like the fact that
all DVD players play compact discs.
When I was watching a TV series, I actually loaded one disc into the Xbox and another disc into the HD drive, so I didn't have to get up.
New levels of laziness.
Yeah, I didn't have to get up for at least 4 episodes, or something like that. Or instead of getting up after 4 episodes, I didn't have to get up to after 8, so I could sit there through 2 discs of watching Smallville. It's great.
But yeah, all the Sony fanboys and idiots and stuff like that were all saying, oh my god, Microsoft now have to pay Sony for the drive and blah blah blah. What they don't realise is that Sony pay Microsoft all the Windows Media technology that's in their PlayStations anyway. Let alone the copy of Windows on all their laptops. Oh noes!
The world has come to an end.
Oh noes.
It's because some people just look at it as Microsoft makes a games console, Sony only make a games console. They forget that they do make other things.
Oh noes, man, PlayStation has to license Windows Media. Oh noes. Oh noes, Blu-ray has to license Windows Media. Oh noes.
The world has come to an end as we know it.
Well, it's not called Windows Media, it's a video codec one. But it's the same thing.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, you can talk about whatever you're going to talk about now.
You're the one who put that down, or do you? Yeah. iPhone software update.
Woo! So last week, or the week before, whatever it was, I had a list of reasons why I couldn't get an iPhone. And now the first reason has been removed.
It was... the first reason was the lack of exchange. Now, mine was updated with the latest January update, and it did have exchange on there, but it was only just for...
Well, that's probably just through IMAP.
Yeah, and it was just for just exchange standard. But now what they're doing is they've put Microsoft Exchange on there, which allows it to push emails, contacts, and your calendar all across
like your iPhone. 100 other phones, yeah.
Yeah, it's just cool that it does it.
Well, yeah, because otherwise no bugger in the corporate market would buy it.
Yeah, it was one of the complaints that was made by...
Everybody.
Yeah, they love the iPhone, they really want to use it, but here's the list of things that they wish that you did have, and now they've finished the list.
So yeah, what else do I want next? Because maybe next week I'll get it. Get rid of iTunes. Get rid of iTunes. Get rid of it.
It's only the Wi-Fi store, otherwise there's no iTunes on it. It's just...
No, I mean the fact you need iTunes to sync with it, other than sync with Exchange. Because you can't use active sync, like on a... You can't sync... Like, for example, that thing there syncs to Exchange when I'm about, right?
Mm.
When it's sat there, it... Well, to be fair, it connects directly with Exchange, but it still doesn't connect with active sync on the PC. You have to use iTunes.
Yeah, fair enough.
And
yeah.
iTunes is blacklisted software.
Off you.
Yeah, it's not like
that. Yeah, where when I put iTunes on iTunes...
When I put iTunes on, I put it on there, then I fucking realise it's taken over all my computer.
iTunes
then
syncs,
I swear.
Syncs my iPhone with Outlook Express. No, just standard Outlook. I've got normal Outlook.
What version of Outlook have you got?
The one that comes with the latest version of Office.
2007. Like me.
Yes.
Just.
Yes.
I remember when you used to open these about dialogues and it would play the Windows tune. Old school.
Very old school.
It's driven a little more. So yeah, with the with this iPhone update, they've also added the App Store as well. So now, if you want to give Apple loads of money, you can put your apps on there and then give Apple some more money if you sell any apps.
Yeah. like third-party applications.
Which improves the situation before, which were only web apps, i.e. applications which ran in the browser, which isn't a real application.
No.
An application is something native, which runs on the native hardware.
Yeah, so the SDK is now available for download. It's all the tools that the guys at Apple use. But we'll see.
Yeah, the BlackBerry's SDK works on Windows. The iPhone's doesn't. When are they going to make it work on Windows? Tell them to hurry up. Maybe then they'll actually get more than one person wanting it right now. Oh, hi, we're EA. We want to sell £50 games on the iPhone. Yeah, dream on.
Yes, I won't be buying any.
On the plus side, Windows Mobile devices continue to outsell the iPhone 3.5-1. Oh, jeez. New.
You know that pie chart we were looking at?
No.
The new figures have come out and Apple is now second.
No, it's still being outsold 3.5-1.
Yeah, but they got the second biggest piece of pie.
Where?
That thing we were looking at that was the latest figures of mobile.
Where? What website? What website were we on?
I can't remember.
I showed you the exchange on the iPhone thing on this webpage.
It's on. I know that they show the figures on. It's from that thing. That thing that they're talking about. You go to the Apple website.
Go to the Apple web. There's a reliable source. This is edgesuit.net. This isn't the Apple website.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't have QuickTime installed. Shall we pause this thing and then come back in a sec?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back. So Adam had this nice graph. It showed all these different things, but it didn't even have Windows Mobile on the graph. Of course, this is something that Steve Jobs showed at his presentation, and it conflicts with the sales figures I've got right here, which says 14.5 million Windows Mobile handsets sold in the last 6 months. That's 10.5 million ahead of the iPhone. So yeah, Apple's sales graphs obviously fool some people, but not me. Our sales graph only lifts RIM, Palm, and Motorola.
What is RIM?
The BlackBerry people.
Oh, right, that makes sense.
And everything else sells at BlackBerry. It's crap. Oh my god, look, we've got push email. Oh my god, look, Exchange. We've done this for 10 years. Oh no, it's... And that's why BlackBerry and everybody else is all licensing the Exchange Active Sync technologies.
Mm.
So yeah, that's a more little devious little thing from Apple.
Apple's a devious little apple.
Yeah.
The little horns out of it. That's why it's got the bite taken out. Right.
So yeah, they claimed they were number two. Who were they second to? BlackBerry, they said.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Yeah, we're second if we discount the market leader, Windows Mobile, in the smartphone. Yeah, okay, Apple. That's so retarded. It's like Apple Macintosh, number one. Oh, wait, we forgot to have Windows. Oh, no, now we're only 2%. So, yeah. Steve Jobs is a liar. I've said it before, and I will say it in the future. That is just so devious and underhanded. Oh, we're number two if we don't count these people. What a joke! Yeah, next thing, Steve Jobs. You know, you commented when we were off air that he looked sick.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he used to have cancer or something, and for a year he tried homeopathic medicine, and only when that didn't work did he bother to do something about it. Hopefully, the guy will dropped out because he's a pain in the ass. My name's Steve Jobs. I don't have a fucking clue about any of this because I'm just a salesman. Hi, my name's Steve Jobs. Hi, I wear these stupid turtlenecks. My name's Steve Jobs. I make everything up. I say that Microsoft copied the leopard logo by having my Photoshop boys make a Vista logo which isn't the real Vista logo by putting a big shiny bubble over it to make it look like leopard. Look at me, my name's Steve Jobs. I'm an ass.
You finished?
No, Steve Jobs it is.
What's this next thing? Adam blabbers about his new toy. Oh, you want me to talk about the iPhone?
Yeah, talk about your experiences with it.
Yep, got my new iPhone.
How many times has it crashed?
None.
How often have you used it?
A little bit too much. I keep wearing the battery out at work.
Oh, what's the battery life like? Hmm. Fixed, but you can't move the battery. Disadvantage, not like that.
Battery life, if I use it like I use my old phone, it's exactly the same.
No, don't lie. You lie.
No, I must admit, my battery life lasted 2 days. And
2 days? My battery lasted a week.
There was nothing to do at work, and I was surfing the internet constantly.
Did you have Wi-Fi on?
No, because I don't have Wi-Fi at work.
Then you
have to remember, as soon as I came home, my Wi-Fi automatically attaches, and then I was using YouTube and watching YouTube videos on it.
Still doesn't have flash support, does it? No.
No.
No, Apple said no, we don't want to do flash. Maybe we can get Silverlight on there.
But, I'm pleased with it. It does what I need it to do.
I'm pleased that Apple spent £100,000 with license exchange support.
I bet you are. But yeah, I must admit, one thing I do like.
Hang on a minute, I see you're using a different email address. Some Google Mail.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they have to call it Google Mail in the UK because they can't call it Gmail.
Yeah, I prefer Gmail.
Yeah, Google Mail, it's too long.
Do you like my email address though?
Why's it got www in it?
Because Adam's email address was already taken, so I typed www.adamsemail at Google Mail.
Couldn't you just use an existing email account you already have?
Well, it only does the push stuff from...
Couldn't you use your Hotmail email account?
No.
Why not?
Doesn't work for some strange reason, something to do with the way that Hotmail is set up now with their new system.
You need the premium account to use Hot3.
I've got Yahoo Mail, Google Mail, .mac, AOL, and then it's got other, so when you click on other, you've got IMAP, POP, and Exchange. I don't have the proper Exchange because I haven't synced my iPhone, so I can't actually use...
Do you want an Exchange account?
Oh, that'd be another email address that no one knows. No one knows even my Google Mail. Everyone just emails me on my Yahoo, my Hotmail one, which I can still access on my iPhone because if you can go on the internet, you can go on to hotmail.com. So I just saved that as a favorite.
Why don't you just use your Google, get a flipping proper Gmail account, not Google Mail, and use that for email. Just put it on Hotmail anyway.
So you mean it says less, you mean?
Well, you know, the trouble with Hotmail is I wouldn't be seen dead with a Hotmail address.
No, that's what I mean. Hotmail is just for my personal stuff. So now I'm just...
You could have a portalforums.net email address.
So now I've just got a Google Mail.
But wait, the portalforums.net will use the Hotmail system. You could have an @live.com address. I'd have an @live.com address. In fact, I did actually sign up for one, but I never used them. I think they terminate after like 90 days and not use it.
Yeah. One thing I do like is the text messaging.
Let's have a look at that.
Basically, let me find one. This is a conversation with... I keep clicking on Tom. 02. That shows you that it comes up in... That's each text message. So they sent me two text messages. You should read at the same time.
So it does threaded view like my phone here.
So I get speech bubbles. The grey speech bubbles are the other people, and the green ones are me.
I will admit, I don't get speech bubbles.
I find it a little bit more useful to have it threaded, just for the fact that
I don't like threaded. I really don't like it.
I keep my text messages. Yeah. Because that's the new version, isn't it? Is it 6?
0.1.
Yeah.
Beta.
the thing about having threaded I do prefer than before is the fact that you end up with too many in there and you realise that you don't really need the information in the conversation, so you clear it and you start a new conversation. Hence you always keep deleting your emails, your text messages, where I keep my text messages saving up and I don't really need them, and I end up with so many there I don't actually have the time to read each one and find if there's anything I need to keep. I just end up having to wipe them all. So at least here I know that if there's something I need to keep, I can keep it. Email, I've not been using
email. Here's my email.
It's useful, I must admit. It's more useful to contact Paul.
See, I have also this other option called MMS. It's like a text message, only you can put a picture on it,
which I've never ever used on my other phone. I've never used
it. I have to use it all the time because I have people asking for pictures and stuff.
One of the thing I like about it is I can actually take a proper picture and just email it straight out.
You see, the thing I like about this is I can press a camera button there and it launches a camera application, and then I can tell it to send, and get this, I can tell it to send to an email.
Yeah, so I can take a picture of you.
Good morning.
And then I can bring it up on a camera roll. And
that's a really horrible picture, get rid of it.
I can save it as my webpage. Sorry, I can sign it to a contact, or I can sign it as wallpaper. And or I could delete it. It's because I was moving. Here, let's take another picture of Paul. Anyway, so he blurred the image as usual.
Oh, your crappy phone doesn't have a fast exposure setting.
And then I can sign that contact, Paul Smith, and because he did the whole blurry thing.
I look like a demon or something.
You can save the picture, and that's what will come up when you ring me.
Yeah, you see this? I've got this camera album here. This is an application which lets me view the pictures. And I can click on a picture, and it shows a picture. And then I can go to the next picture by just moving my finger across like that. Or I could use gestures to spin the picture around. Or zoom in, if I can remember what the gesture is. And then I can just like move around the picture, and so on.
I can press photos.
I can press that button there.
Then I go to my photo library, and then I can swoop past them all.
Oh, really? You can do what I'm doing here with my picture of a crab.
Oh, look, and I can pinch.
Does it look? There's a picture there. Oh, look, there's another one. And then I can just press a button like that, and it brings up a menu, and I can assign the picture to a contact by pressing that.
I also can move my finger across slowly and see both pictures at the same time.
I don't know if I can do that, but I don't know why I want to.
And then if I want to look
at it...
And
then I can just click on your name there. And then your picture is now... You've got a stingray as your picture.
Yay, stingray. Stingray. Doo-doo-doo.
Hey, look, the crisis patch just has a minute left.
Yay, crisis patch.
Then I can just back out. Next time my phone syncs with Exchange, which if I had an unlimited data plan would be all the time.
But yeah, I must admit, for me, I'm pleased with it. The good thing I like about it is aesthetically it's nice. After using my smartphone, I got really lazy and I stopped using the pen and I started using my finger, and I prefer using my fingers a lot more, so this I find a little bit more easier to use. The phone system's quite cool. One feature I do like is it's got a sensor in the earpiece that actually tells whether or not you put it up to your ear. So if you're making a phone call and you put the phone up against your ear, it actually turns the screen off, so that you save on power. Calculator's quite nice as well, because it's just the right size for a calculator. Which, I must admit, I did actually like the calculator on my smartphone. That was the right size for a calculator.
Well, they haven't changed anything, but actually it's 2002, it's the same application.
Yeah, but it's still great, especially on my VGA screen.
What you would do is download a calculator, which somebody else made and was really cool, but evidently you do
I've had a go with using the new headphone system that comes with it, with having a microphone built into one of the cables on the right-hand side, like you get with any hands-free.
How do I quit an application?
Just press the home button.
I don't like that.
And
I want to like press back or something. Or press a close icon.
But the microphone that's actually on the iPod headphones, if you click it once, you can answer a call. Click it again to end it. If you want to put someone on hold, you double click it. If you're listening to music, you can once click to pause it, once more again to unpause. Double click will change track. So it is good that you don't have to try and fumble to get your iPod out of your pocket, which is pretty cool. I do like that. But as a phone, it's quite nice. It's nice that I'm able to put someone on hold and ring someone else. I've never been able to use that on a phone before, which is cool. Calendar I don't bother using. I have no need for a calendar.
I use my calendar.
Because me and Sarah both have a Google Calendar which we share, so we can share.
Can you put a Google Calendar on here?
I just go onto the webpage and log on to straight away.
How annoying is that? You've got a dedicated calendar application, but you don't use it. You use a webpage instead.
Yeah, because
how
Sarah.
How long press that?
I know, because Sarah is the one who uses.
Control Alt Delete. So it's got tab browsing?
Yeah, it automatically opens up. But the two is there.
Ah, cool.
So you can open up another one. The button that you clicked on, you can save the web pages as a button, but it's not only the web page. Say for argument's sake.
How can I see how much free memory I've got available?
Kind of clue. I don't think it gives you that option.
Oops. I pressed all the wrong thrust.
You can.
General. About.
But
you've got 10.5 gigabytes available.
Yeah.
Yes. You've got 14 photos, 984 songs, 0 videos. Your network is O2. Your version of the software is 1.1.14. Your serial number is 88807, blah, blah, blah. Your MAC address is... Blah.
Talking about that, right.
Well, that's the best bit. A cool page with lots of numbers. Crisis patch, 2 minutes.
But I must admit, it's cool for what it is. I must admit, you've got to justify it of it is an expensive toy, but I have paid a lot of money for expensive toys in the past. The iTunes store, I don't think I would use it.
No, not when there's MP3 stores where you can buy music which isn't copyright protected.
Yeah. One of the features, which I do like as a feature, even though it is iTunes, it's only started in America because they've only just released it and they have to release it one store at a time.
Because they're lazy.
So in Chicago and New York and somewhere else, they've started it. So for argument's sake,
Catherine made a blog post, week 5 of group project.
If you have a iPhone on AT&T,
in the US will probably have.
Or a UK one, it would work with a UK one as well. If you go into a Starbucks, your iTunes Wi-Fi automatically changes. So when you go on there, if instead of getting standard iTunes, you get the Starbucks version.
What's the difference?
There's an extra tab at the top that
for Starbucks advertisements.
No, it actually advertises the track that's being played on the speakers.
Yeah.
So you can download the track you're listening to, which it's just little things like that I like. Google Map is a wonderful application to actually have on the road because I was actually very useful trying to find Unitools.
I've got Live Maps on mine.
But it was nice to be able to use it on the go and not have to pay for it. Where before I have only ever wanted to use it in an emergency because it would cost me a fortune to actually scroll through loads of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's good on Wi-Fi because before I was using mine on Wi-Fi, I get directions and then I just don't go off that page and I read off the directions. But on this, I was actually swooping along the map and actually trying to find the next roundabout, zoomed in, and just keep doing that and directing Sarah while she was driving.
Then you went the wrong way and she shouted at you.
No, we actually found it. We had to find our way to Screwfix in Taunton.
Does it have GPS built in?
No. No GPS.
See, my next home will have GPS built in.
You thinking of getting the... Craig said that the new phone you're after is in. The other one that you wanted to try.
Great. Tell me 8 o'clock.
I forgot.
I walked past there twice today. Couldn't he have said something before? Yeah, the Stella has GPS built in as well.
That's it, the Stella. I just kept thinking of alcohol whenever he said that. You're going to have to call the phone the white beat.
No, I'll call it the Tilt. The Tilt.
The Tilt.
That's his name.
The Tilt.
Well, yeah. Orbit, as much as good as it is, it's no faster than that. And, you know, if I get a new phone, I want it to be faster than the old one.
Yeah, and also...
And the Stella's got a 400 megahertz processor, not 200. Even though I've overclocked that at 240. Have you managed to overclock your iPhone yet?
No, I don't particularly want to. It's as good as it is.
Oh, boring. Overclock.
Right, shall I do a review about video games?
Just give your iPhone a 5 out of 5 review score.
I absolutely fell for the damn thing, and I really, really, really wanted it, and I've not been disappointed, but I will stand with when people start talking about things that are bad points by the fact that you're a target for mugging, it's a lot of money for a phone.
You're a target for mugging no matter what you're doing. Any old idiot can just come up and punch you for no reason anyway.
But there are a few reasons why not to get one, but they didn't outweigh by the reasons why I wanted one. So
no, I'm tempted, especially now they've took off their top thing. Although I would wait for a second model which had 3G built-in GPRS, GPS even, and stuff like that.
It's getting a lot better.
After they'd open up their developer platform, Windows Live applications on it as well, instead of being tied into Google, because Google are evil. You know, last week I said Google are evil, and you said why, and I couldn't think of a reason. I thought of a reason.
Why are Google evil?
You know the Windows Vista start menu used to have search, like, about here?
The Windows Vista?
Yeah. Start menu? This is the start menu. So it's a menu that comes up when you press start.
Yeah.
It used to have search listed there.
Did it?
Yes.
I thought it was always on the bottom.
Well, you had it at the bottom as well, but you had an icon here which would launch... which would launch this.
Why is it not there now?
Google threatened to sue because it had search listed there. That's why they're evil. I actually did sometimes use this, and the thing is now, although I know how to get it by pressing F3, which is always what you've used to launch search, a typical person won't know how to do that.
You didn't find a file when you typed in Google evil.
Didn't find an email. I'm sure I'll find something. Google. Yeah, it's Google.
Yeah. Well, there's your reason. I would give it 4 out of 5. I'd only give a phone 5 out of 5 if it was like the ultimate phone or something like that.
Like mine.
I would. With my phone, I've got free internet access, free emails, free...
Free? It's pretty £5 a month or whatever.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I'd have to pay extra for usage, and I've got like 200 texts and 600 free minutes. I would give it 5 out of 5 if
it was only
if
a
I had,
£10 tariff.
If I had all of that for the price I'm paying now, and I could go sit on a beach in Australia... and then get a flight over to South America, go to California, Canada, Switzerland, and then go back home. And the whole entire time, every time I landed in each country, I didn't use Wi-Fi, and I surfed the internet through the phone line, like I can do now. And it
joined the socialist revolution.
It didn't cost me any money.
I guarantee you we will do that.
It's just the whole... You've got a phone that has been designed to allow to work with other networks, yet you pay through the nose for the service.
Mm-hmm. Gonna make some money.
Yeah, it's stupid, really.
Especially when you go outside of Europe.
See, I would like it because you get Orange is a German company, isn't it? So because you get Orange in Germany and stuff like that, because you can get the iPhone on Orange, but you can only get it on Orange in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it on T-Mobile, but only in France.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the T-Mobile one is not locked. You can't buy it without a getting a contract, but if you get hold of one of the handsets from T-Mobile, it's not locked to their mobile service because of the legal laws.
Well, no, in Europe, even if it was sold locked, the carrier would have to unlock it upon request, and yeah. Most just say, oh, just easily just delete it.
Yeah. But if you had something like, say for England's sake, let's pick up AT&T or Orange or one of them. Say the company was...
AT&T? Where are you, boy? America?
I'm just thinking of two different... without saying something like T-Mobile or O2.
Orange. O2, Nick. Good man.
Okay, say O2. You could get on contract with O2 in anywhere in America, Canada.
O2 don't exist in America.
Exactly. But that's it. You need a mobile phone company that exists pretty much globally so that your contract would work.
The Ministry of Telecommunications.
See, that's what would make the money. If you were a businessman, the ultimate one to go with...
Business? There won't be any businessman when the revolution comes along.
You know what I mean. If you want someone who travels a lot...
Travel? Why travel when you've got the interwebs?
In the virtual...
In the socialist revolution, you don't have to leave your house. It would be great. I can just, like, stay in bed all day and, like, do my work in bed.
I think you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I get an email come through. I need help with a Wii bundle. Okay, that, and I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Speaking of sleep, I'm gonna go back to bed. Get lost.
Right, time for a review.
Time for a game review. Army of Two, which is sold out on Xbox 360.
Yep. I might as well get myself a copy.
I shouldn't have put my phone there, should I?
No. It's probably done a couple of times. Army of Two.
I'm going to turn the radio off.
By EA. It's.
I really hate how they call it airplane mode. Have an option for radio off. Then it turns all the radios off.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, microwaves, because it's all microwave frequency.
Actually, no, that is one thing I don't like about the iPhone. It's got airport mode.
Airport mode? What? They require you to turn your phone off in an airport now?
You know what I mean? Airplane mode, where it just kills all the frequency stuff. It
kills the radios.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I wish it did have would have been turn phone off.
See, this is an on switch. Off. On.
Yeah,
off.
I can do on. That with mine. With your Windows mobile device, you can go into the settings and actually kill the phone, not your Wi-Fi. You can actually have the Wi-Fi on and have your phone.
Yeah,
killed.
You can control all the individual bits of it.
Yeah, it can't with the iPhone, and that's the only niggle I've got, because it means that I couldn't go to a foreign country and just use it as an iPod Touch, where I've got Wi-Fi access and the iPod. So yeah, see, that's the only niggle I've got with it.
Oh no, I think phone mode leaves my infrared on. Where's my infrared port? No. Have you got an infrared port?
No.
Nah, in your face.
Have you used one?
I actually used an infrared port for the first time the other day. I used it by accident. Yeah, it was a couple of weeks back when I was over Catherine's, and we had our computers next to each other, and mine has mine on one side and hers has her on the side, and it was like, they like, a bubble just sprang up saying infrared device detected. And it's like, whoa.
I have never.
Then
used
I sent
it.
A file of it.
I've had loads of devices that have got infrared ports on. I've never ever used it.
Well, the thing is, with this, I could download an application, free, and use it as an infrared controller for a TV.
Mm.
Hard cheese, Apple boy. One, it doesn't
Why
have.
Why would you want to?
One,
you have a TV remote.
What if the TV remote's over there? One, it doesn't have the hardware. Two, you can't just download something.
Okay. Right, let me get on with this review.
I installed Opera on here the other day. Opera is actually quite a good browser on here.
Yeah, it's not.
So it's better than Pocket IE.
It's not too bad, Opera. I used it with the Wii, but I won't get it again because I had it before it came out, so I got it for free. Now I have to pay for the damn thing.
I noticed on my stats for the forums, the Wii was 0.002% usage. It was below PlayStation 3.
Can I get on with this review?
Yeah, get on. Army of Two. So it's a game, right, where there's an army, and the army consists of two battalions.
No, two men.
Two men?
Yeah.
The so not even two, like, squads?
It's not the army. It's two ex-rangers who are in a military...
Ex-ranger? My name's Walker,
a
Texas
military,
Ranger.
Military corporate...
What was I doing? I was going to do something.
A military corporation that get hired out. They're basically mercenaries.
I take it your number's the same and everything.
Yeah, no, it moved across. So yeah, it's running on the Unreal Engine, and it's third person, so the control system is pretty much Gears of War. It's not as well made as Gears of War, but it is a very much basically Gears of War gameplay style, especially with the fact that it's a lot about hide and seek. You have to get behind cover, wave your arm over like Gears of War and shoot, but the idea of it is if you shoot more, you're going to scare the crap out of someone because bullets are flying, they want to kill you back, so they'll start shooting at you. Hence, while you're being shot at, you've got all the aggravation in you, which allows your partner to move around and outflank them. So the idea is about moving one by one teams round cover and outflanking the bad guy from going around the side. But the whole game's based
sort of like Gears of War.
Yeah, but because the game is designed round co-op, not single player, there is always two of you. Now, they've created an AI that runs off this information wheel, which is designed on the D-pad, which allows you to give hand and voice commands to the AI to say, hold it there, can you advance, come back, cover me. The other thing is, if you get shot, you end up on the floor and the guy has to drag you somewhere and do some medi stuff to you. But while you've been shot, you also still have the ability to shoot. So he grabs you around the scruff of the neck and drags you along. While he's doing that, he's got the ability to at least shoot with a smaller gun in one hand, and you can keep reloading with your gun and roughly try and shoot the bad guys to keep
bang.
Them off.
Bang, bang, shoot, shoot.
There is a few things that it looks like EA have got so far and left
something. Is this an EA game?
It's an EA game. There are a few things that look like they were trying to do something with it, with the AI or with the corporation, and it looks like it's kind of been left as it got. They didn't finish it. It's kind of like they tied a knot and said, we'll leave it there, we're not going to get it. And one of them is you can go up to your partner and press A, and they both go, yo, bro, and they smack knuckles like you're congratulating someone on doing something good.
Yo, bro.
If you, well, one of them always
says... Who's this game for? Americans?
Yeah. One of them says bro, the other one says
yo,
soldier.
Bro.
And the other one is, if you go up and pull the trigger next to someone, you'll slap them around the back of the head and say, what the do you think you were doing? Because there's a lot of swearing in it, because it's an 18...
Swearing in a game.
But I don't understand the reason for doing it. You do not gain anything from doing this to your AI character or even doing it to your mate.
You just keep doing it because it's funny.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, yo, bro, yo, bro.
Or the other one goes, let's rock! And does a bit of air guitar. It's a bit annoying and I can't see there is no reason to put it in. But.
Stingrays.
Take
that crappy picture.
Yeah, take it off. What was I going to say? Oh, I've forgotten now.
Let's sync it back.
But yeah, so your character gets healed, and the whole thing is moving one by one, going along. The whole idea is to play it cooperative. You don't have to play
it cooperative. Yeah, apparently it's really crap single player.
It takes a little while to be able to get the hang of the other person, but I've got the hang of it now. I've been playing it a little while, and...
Did you get it on the 360?
I got it on the 360.
You don't have it on PlayStation 3 then?
No.
I've got PlayStation 3.
You've got a PlayStation 3?
No.
Don't make me slap you.
No, I was trying to think of a way to waste some money. So I'm going to get a PlayStation 3.
For a Blu-ray player.
It
off as a cheap Blu-ray player.
No thanks. There's no room. I don't have any room for it.
You can put it here, right next to your monitor.
What, staring me in the face all the time?
Yeah.
I'll be like looking at it like on and off, trying to like stare it out.
You turn it around so it's reflective so you can see your face, and you'd be like, stare at this warped face in the round bits. Alright, let me get back to this review. Graphically, it looks really good. Gun wise, for the first time, well, not for the first time, but again, the guns don't disappear like Halo 3, like Ghost.
Ghost, like gone.
In Gears, could you always see the weapons that you had?
I don't know.
But yeah, you basically can see slung to his right, either slung or in a holster, the secondary weapon.
No, yeah, in Gears you could see all the guns all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah, so he's either got a slung
apart from
pistol.
Maybe grenades.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever see the grenades. You can't see the grenades.
Well, maybe
in this
they
guy.
Were just on your belt and they were too small to see.
But yeah, you can either see a slung weapon or a pistol.
Where's then, my downloads gone?
Then you've got your main rifle, and then you have always have a sniper rifle. Or it's called a special weapon, so it's either a sniper rifle, RPG, Stinger missile, and that's slung over the back. And you just he slings them back off and slings the other one up. So you change weapons as you go along. There's this thing called co-op sniping, which I didn't get the idea of it, but it is for sniping something that would take probably two shots, and you do it in one. When you do it in cooperative, one person presses A, and it represents the voice of one of the characters who pressed A, and he actually counts down. So he goes 3, 2, 1, fire. And then you, both people who are playing, have to agree: do you fire after fire or do you fire on fire? And then as soon as you hear the word fire, you pull the trigger, and both sniper rifles will go off, snap, blow something up. You know, hit a gas cannon or something. Something that would take two shots, but you don't have to bolt the action. You can just do it. That or two guards. If you've got two guards and you don't want one of them to get shot, and then before you can aim at the other one, he turns around and blows the whistle, you can take two guys out stood somewhere at the same time. He doesn't
Why not
get
have
used
10 there. Guys and be able to take out 10 guards at once?
Yeah, you use a grenade for that.
Nah, a grenade wouldn't take out all 10.
But it doesn't get used enough, and it's kind of a wasted thing. You get a lot of this kind of feel for...
You get a lot of good ideas and stuff, but it wasn't implemented.
Yeah, there are a few things I'm not happy with this, but the main part of the game is a good... It is pretty good, but it's not one of the best games. It's a low-tier game as far as I'm concerned. I've now played...
It's just not long until GTA 4.
Yeah. But
then we can go around and kill people.
It is a shame
I was tempted to install GTA the other day. And I thought, I can't be bothered. Because I realised I'd deleted it.
Multiplayer-wise...
oh yeah, GTA 4 better have good multiplayer.
You've got single player,
I'm
the campaign. You've got co-op, so you play with a friend, which you can jump in and out of, so you can have one of your mates come in and give you a hand. If
just like in Gears of War?
Yeah.
So seamless?
I haven't tried it, because I...
Don't have a friend.
I started co-op from the beginning. But one thing that is quite cool is you get money. So say for instance you've got Army of Two. If you help me...
Well, so if I buy an Army of Two, I can get money.
In-game money. But
what about real money?
A little bit like how we were talking about Fable 2. You go on and help someone. For the kills you get, they get added to your gamer tag. So you use those to spend to buy more guns. Because the idea is you buy more guns and you add bits on, bolt on it, you take away the barrel and you put a better barrel on it so it's longer and looks really mean in different stocks, longer magazines, silencers if you want to have that as a secondary weapon so that no one's looking at you while everybody's looking at the big guy in the corner who's got this massive big machine gun and is shooting at everybody while the other guy goes around with a silenced P90. And he just head shoots everybody as he runs around the back of everybody else. And because it's a silencer, no one knows it's happening. Where if you go around with a massive big machine gun, as soon as you start shooting at bad guys, he'll turn around and shoot at you. So it is really tactical in the sense it not very large environments, but the environments are good themselves. It's a nice thing like they had with Splinter Cell co-op.
Splinter Cell.
Well, there were levels you couldn't get to. You had to lift someone up. And there is a nice system where the guy who's doing the lifting can actually lift them a bit further or lower them down. So you lift them up, and you lift them up, and you go, whoa, stop there. And as your eyes peer over the top, you wait for the guard to turn around, and you say, now, you lift him up, gun up, and you shoot both guys in the back of the head. Sorted. Then you climb up, and then you lift your arm down, and you pull your teammate up. So it's all designed around the co-op, which is an interesting way of going about it. If you only play games by yourself, then you're going to have to rely completely on the AI. But not only is it just co-op and single player, there is a multiplayer, so you play multiplayer co-op. So you and a buddy get together against someone else and a buddy, and you've got to fight against each other. There's missions where you've got to get in and get a VIP out of a place, and the other guys are trying to stop you, and different things like that. So it's not just the single player co-op, you've also got multiplayer online co-op, as well as The campaign mode goes in single player with an AI, co-op with a friend. You've got private co-op, which is when you want to play co-op as a private game against a friend, or you've got open co-op where you'll just get jammed together with some random guy and you'll play the game together. So I don't know how many people are going to be doing that. It all depends if you're willing to just play it against one other person. It's quite fun to play when you've got random of everybody there, but when it's just one-on-one, having to work as a team, some people are not always as good, and you get that whole mishmash of I want to go first, no I want to go, I want to be the person who shoots,
you'll
be the
slap
person.
The person around the head and tell them to stop.
This is probably where the trigger thing comes in, when you got to them and you slap them across the head and tell them where to stick it. So yeah, probably the reason why it was shoved in, I imagine. So you can go slap all the American little annoying kids who scream at you and say, I'm the better, I'm the sniper, so you should go shoot.
I want to chop that milk.
Yeah. You get everybody and kill you so I can run down the level and they'll leave you. One thing that is quite cool is that the camera, because it's like Gears of War, it's behind you, in the top right-hand corner...
I take it still plays like a first-person shooter.
Like Gears of War plays.
Yep.
It's third-person, but it's...
It's third person, but it handles the same way as first person.
Yeah, and you use the left trigger, and that brings the camera up to your ear roll, basically, so that you can look down the rifle a little bit better, so you've got that more of a view. And when you do that, you walk slowly, and it's more of a steadier shot. But in the top right-hand corner, you can always see your partner's view. It doesn't come up on split screen. I don't know if it comes up on cooperative when you're playing... with a friend. I imagine it is only there for when you're with the AI, so you can see what the AI can see, because you can get to a bit of a level and you're shooting and you can just keep shooting and shooting and shooting, and then you can tell the other guy to run for it, so you can see him, and all of a sudden you can see bad guys in his view, so you tell him hold position, so he'll duck behind cover, and then you tell him hold position but fire, so he starts doing rapid fire and starts shooting over this barrel. All the guards are not coming any further forward, giving you the opportunity to catch up to him and then sneak a bit further forward. So you get that camera, because the guy's not going to be talking to you, he's just taking commands and telling you what's happening, like, I've been shot, or we're under fire.
Oh no, I've been shot. Oh no, I've been shot. Around the next corner. Oh no, I've been shot.
There is some nice humour and dialogue that goes between the two characters.
Yeah. Retard! Slap!
Because one of the other cool things you can do, you can either pick up a riot shield, these steel riot shields, or rip a car door off, and one of them will hold it up while the other one grabs hold of the back scruff of his neck. He runs and he follows him and shoots over the top, so you can get to cover quicker without having to be shot. But in one of the scenes where it shows a game being played, they rip off the car door and the younger one says, "Ooh, you hurt the car door, it's going to be upset," or something like that. And then he says, "Oh, shut up and get behind me and shoot." And as he's running along, he goes, "Who the f*** do you think you are, effing MacGyver?" And it's just little quirky things like that, so they're always doing stuff, and it's like this cutscene where you open up a door and then it cuts you opening up the door, and as you open up the door, the bigger one sticks his leg out and trips the other one up, so he falls fat on his face through the door as they're going into a hangar and stuff. So there's a bit of comedy between these two guys.
In other words, they both need a good kicking.
Yeah, but the animations are pretty good. There's a little bit of tear on a few bits that you watch, you do see a few tears in the environments and stuff.
Well, vertical tearing.
Yeah, it looks like it's not finished.
Even
not
though
been
it's horizontal.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Though.
It didn't have V-Sync on, yeah.
You can see that EA haven't quite finished it, but they have announced...
Well, to be fair, not all games have vertical sync on, because there is a performance hit to doing it.
Yeah. But they did say that they will be following the game up with more updates and maps for multiplayer, so...
Yeah, money.
Yeah, so they're pushing it along, so we'll have to wait and see. But I must admit, I needed something new and fresh and different, and I was boring Call of Duty, and I couldn't feel the reason to spend money on Call of Duty 4 because I wanted to see it cheaper. So... And I want to get Gears of War, but it's so blooming expensive for such an old game.
A PC version?
Tempted to if I can run it, but yeah, so I went for that, something different. It's quite good, and I don't have many games that are very good for multiplayer anyway, so it's something a little bit more different. I would scrape to give it 4 out of 5. I'd probably give it 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I think 3 out of 5 is
But it's an all right game. You know, there's a lot accurate, worse. Really? It was worth the money I paid for it because I traded in games for it. I do like it. I'll play it till I complete it. Replayability, I don't know yet. The guns on it, absolutely amazing. The fact that you can go through and buy shed loads of guns and change it. You can buy yourself a 44 Magnum and you can keep changing it so that it looks really weird. And you can get hold of an Uzi and actually change the barrel on the front of the Uzi so it actually looks like the pistol from Blade. You know, where it's got that Uzi pistol and it's got all the extra bits on the end. You can actually make your Uzi look like that. Annoyingly, you can actually bling it up. You know, like in Africa, they've got a lot of those guys and they have AK-47s and they're all gold. You can do that to them, and I don't like the idea of that. I'm not going to be going that way. But
bling your gun up.
Yeah, it's called pimped, so you have the pimped version. Some of them do look quite cool because it had like flames going down it and stuff and stuff. And you can change the mask because these guys all wear these armored masks. So one of them's got flames and the other one's grated in so it actually looks like teeth. So he looks like he's got a skull on his face. But it's just all the extra body armor they wear. But yeah, it's
all gimmicky stuff for sure.
If you've completed Gears of War and you like that's not the game, not necessarily the game, but just the gameplay aspect of it, you wanted something third person, you know, you like Gears of War, you like playing Ghost, you need something fresh and new to last for a while, this might be it. I must say, a lot of people might like it, some people might not. It is good for the fact that you will be getting money for doing things, and you lose out on money if you don't complete certain objectives as you're going through the game. So you get given objectives, and new objectives come in as the storyline comes around. There is quite a cool thing where you have to do like parachute jumps, so you tandem parachute, and while one guy is steering the parachute, the other guy pulls out a sniper rifle and shoots everybody before you land. And there's some other vehicles that you get to use in it, which I've not got around to using, but I'm quite liking it. It's a fun game, and fair enough, it is an 18, so if you're under 18, I doubt this will get sold to you because of the large amounts of swearing content. But if you own
Oh, look at me, I'm 17, I don't know any of these bad words. Mummy, mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But
oh my god, did he just say the F word?
A lot of people, a lot of people were after it while I was in game picking it up, so I think it's gonna sell quite well.
Well yeah, we sold out.
But yeah, Gears of War 2 yet to be coming out, so we'll be looking forward to that. But it's something to do until November.
No, something to do until next month when GTA 4 comes out.
Rock. I'll probably trade it in then for something else.
Or better yet, September and Spore comes out.
Spore on the iPhone.
Yeah, that's gonna suck.
I just want it on the PC. I don't want a smaller version. I want the PC version that'll look like it did when it first came. I'm gonna cry. Right. As well as next week, I'll be doing my review on Dawn of War Stolzorn. Been playing it. Been quite good. I'm impressed. All I can say is the Sisters of Battle really pissed me off. It makes me want to mute the game. They're that annoying.
Something makes you want to mute the game.
Yeah, Sisters of Battle, the sound recordings for Sisters of Battle, which is it's not bad, it's just personally me it gets annoying. But the Dark Eldar, very cool. The Dark Eldar, very cool.
Is that some kind of leprechaun?
No, like Dark Elves, but they're the Eldar.
Hey, nobody messes with the Dunmer. I want to play Morrowind. Oh, Morrowind.
Just a quick one. Flying stuff, pretty cool. There's not a large amount of it, but it's still pretty cool. No Thunderhawks, big disappointment. Not too happy about that, but
Thunderhawk.
Yeah, the Thunderhawk is a big carrier thing, but you do see them. They've always been in the game. They're the things that drop off your tanks. But I wanted to be able to fly one. But no, pretty happy with the game.
Microsoft Thunderhawk Simulator.
Yeah, that'd be quite cool. Big gun turrets and shit. But
multiplayer. Every person controls the turret.
It is another expansion pack for the series. That's cool, but I'll go into more deeper detail when I play it more next week. Excuse me, I'm yawning. I had a midday nap today because I went down the Half Moon pub and had lunch. I had beef lasagna and chips and salad and garlic. I had too many garlic bread. Sarah didn't want her, so I ended up eating one of hers. was so full when I sat on the fat boy beanbag, sunk into it, and then just fell asleep.
Yeah, indeed.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm quite pleased with it. I am not disappointed, let's put it that way. It's a good game to play.
Pleased with what? Army of Two or Dawn of the Dead? Dawn of War.
No, Army of Two. Back to Army of Two. I am pleased with it. I am not disappointed. I don't want to put
so you just said exactly the same.
I don't want to put people off it. I was slightly put off it by a review I read on IGN. But the things that they mentioned are
don't
true.
Expect a good game. That this is not Halo 3.
No, it's...
It's just
actually, no.
To keep you busy.
It is a good game. It's just not a great game. It's not a top tier game, but it's not a crap game. There are a lot worse. I mean it. Majority of the hit titles are worse. To be honest, it was one of those ones that should have been a top tier game, but EA have just not given it enough time. This is actually proof of the reason why people should stop whinging about games needing to be released a lot earlier, because they end up looking like this. They need to be finely polished and tuned. So yeah. But
oh my god, cool.
I'm pleased with it, so I shall keep on with the playing. We're looking at Spore. Oh, the Spore prototype. Yeah. Right. Well, that's it for me. Is there anything else you need to add?
No, but I think that's covers episode 109.
Yep. So we will be back next week.
I'm here next week.
Hang on. I think we're back next week. See, now it's cool because I can check my calendar.
I can check my calendar anyway.
Right, today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right, nope, we won't be back next Sunday. We will have to be on Monday because it's my godson's birthday party at 7 o'clock, which I'm going to.
We can record it from there, no problem. I'll bring my thing along.
Yeah, but you're not invited.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You need an invite. And you have to pre-book your meal.
/ invite.
Yes, we will be doing it on Monday, which will be St. Patrick's Day. So we won't be pissed drinking Guinness. But
who is St. Patrick?
Irish, something to do with Irish. Basically, it's drink as much Guinness as you can day.
No, who is St. Patrick?
I don't know. What was the other St. Day a little while ago?
St. Idiot.
Because Sarah calls that Be Nice to Welsh People Day.
St. Patrick was born in England. He was forced into slavery in Ireland before escaping to France. He became a priest and was appointed first bishop of Ireland.
Yeah, so it's an annual holiday on March the 17th, and basically everybody always drinks shed loads of Guinness on that day.
I don't celebrate your Christian
you probably vacations. You probably don't drink Guinness either. So yeah, we'll be recording.
Well, no, I wouldn't drink that anyway, mate.
It just tastes like cold coffee. No, honestly, mate, it just tastes like cold coffee. Yeah, I don't like coffee warm. Yeah, so we'll be back Monday with the review of Dawn of War, Soulstorm, and whatever else we can get our hands on.
And maybe a big rant about why St. Patrick should be locked up. No doubt, because he's a terrorist.
Don't worry, we won't try and do the whole episode in Irish accents.
But I want to, man.
Yeah. Why did I know that you were going to do that? We're going to have to get some training.
I'm from Ireland, mate.
I can't do an Irish accent. An Irish accent. No, I can't do one.
It's insulting to my comrades from Ireland.
So it's better with the Russian accent. I can do the Russian accent. You've got to roll your R's.
Yeah, ich bin Russian.
Ich bin Russian. Welcome to
Yeah, ich bin Paruski.
Welcome to Mother Russia.
Are we finished or are you gonna blabber on?
I'm not gonna blabber on. We'll leave it there. We'll see everybody next week on episode 110.
On the 17th.
Yes. Catch you guys later.